5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Datati Swapatantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sati Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyah Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dhinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato jaya mutirayet Shrinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtano Hridayantasto hi abhadrani vidunoti suhratsatam Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, Text Number 5. Antardhano Nabhaswatyam Havirdhanam Avindhata Ya Indram Aswa Hartaram Vidwan Api Na Jahnivan Antardhano Nabhasvatya Antardhano Nabhasvatya Havirdhanam Avindata Havirdhanam avindata Ya Indram Aswahartaram Ya Indram Aswahartaram Vidvanapi na Jagnivan Vidvanapi na Jagnivan Antardhano na bhasta na antardhano na bhastavyam Havirdhanam avindata Ya Indram Aswahartaram Vidvanapi na Jagnivan Antardhano na bhastavyam Havirdhanam avindata Ya Indram Aswahartaram Vidvanapi na Jagnivan Antardhana The king of the name Antardhana Nabhastavyam Unto his wife Nabhaswati Havirdhanam Of the name Havirdhanam, Avindata, obtained, Yaha, who, Indram, King Indra, Aswahartaram, who was stealing the horse of his father. Vidwanapi, although he knew it. Na Jagnivan, did not kill. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maharaj Antardhana had another wife named Nabaswati, and by her he was happy to beget another son named Havirdhana. Since Maharaj Antardhana was very liberal, he did not kill Indra while the demigod was stealing his father's horse at the sacrifice. Translation responsibly, please. Maharaj Antardhana had another wife named Nabaswati, and by her he was happy to beget another son named Havirdhana. Since Maharaj Antardhana was very liberal, he did not kill Indra while the demigod was stealing his father's horse at the sacrifice. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is understood from various scriptures and Puranas that the king of heaven, Indra, was very expert in stealing and kidnapping. He could steal anything without being visible to the proprietor, and he could kidnap anyone's wife without being detected. Once he raped the wife of Gautama Muni by using his disappearing art, and similarly by becoming invisible, he stole the horse of Maharaj Prithu. Although in human society such activities are considered abominable, the demigod Indra was not considered to be degraded by them. Although Antardhana could understand that King Indra was stealing the horse from his father, he did not kill Indra, for he knew that if one who is very powerful sometimes commits an abominable act, it should be disregarded. In Bhagavad Gita 9.30, it is clearly stated, apiche chu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Thus the Lord says that even if a devotee commits an abominable act, he should be considered a sadhu or a pious man because of his unflinching devotion to the Lord. The devotees of the Lord never willingly commit any sinful act, but sometimes they commit something abominable due to their previous habits. Such acts should not be taken very seriously. However, because the devotees of the Lord are very powerful, whether they are on the heavenly planets or on this planet, if by chance they commit something abominable, it should not be taken into account, but should be overlooked. Antardhano nabasthavyam havirdhanam avindata ya indram aswahartaram vidvan apina jahnivan. Maharaj Antardhana had another wife named Nabaswati, and by her he was happy to beget another son named Havirdhan. Since Maharaj Antardhana was very liberal, he did not kill Indra while the demigod was stealing his father's horse at the sacrifice. So, in this section, we are reading the descendants of Maharaj Prithu, the activities of Maharaj Prithu, and we are going to read about the different descendants, where some of the descendants, the Prachetas, they are going to have a darshan of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is going to give a wonderful prayer to them, because this is what we are going to do in this section. But in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says this about an activity. This is very, very many points Srila Prabhupada makes in this purport. It is very, very important for us how we understand this. Or is it some kind of insurance given to us that we can do anything, or we are just holding the Japamala in the hand? So all these things Srila Prabhupada clarifies that here in this purport. It is very important we have to understand this. So Srila Prabhupada says here, it is understood from various scriptures and Puranas that the king of heaven, Indra, was very expert in stealing and kidnapping. So this type of activities, if you think it is only happening in the earthly planet, it is happening everywhere. The problems are there, not only in the earthly planet, because here only the politics and all these things, stealing, kidnapping, it's there everywhere. Don't think that only earthly planet, because there also, their dimensions of the problems are different actually. Our dimension of the problem is one, and their dimension of the problem is different actually. They also have problems. That is why Lord Krishna says, "A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna, Maam Upetyotu Kaunteya, now punarjanmana vidyate." Until you come back to the spiritual world, go back home, back to Godhead, still all the problems will be there. The same problems, whatever problems we are seeing, it will be there, but in a different dimension. It may not be the, sometimes it may not be so crude like this happening here, but still it is all happening. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here about Indradev. So don't think that Indradev is only the culprit. No? Not only Indradev, no? Sometimes even Lord Brahma falls into some problem. Sometimes he mistakes also. He thinks, oh, is this my Lord? Just in the left hand is eating some yogurt rice here. Is this my Lord? He also gets sometimes bewildered. No? So Lord Brahma gets bewildered. Sometimes Agni, sometimes Varuna, all these different personalities, they get bewildered also. They get bewildered also. So, we should not think that, oh, Indra gets bewildered, I am getting bewildered, I am same as Indra. No, not like that. Because Indra gets bewildered, sometime he gets bewildered, and immediately Lord comes and rectifies the mentality and puts him into the action. Immediately. Because, see, when we make a mistake, Lord like doesn't correct us, or just doesn't give us a bang or something. It doesn't give, because we are not that pure. But being their universal administrators, Lord Krishna is very, very merciful towards them also. So like Indradev, he committed a mistake. You know, like he inundated Vrindavan. What happened then? Hare Krishna? When Indradev inundated Vrindavan, what happened? Govardhan Hill. Lord Krishna protected them by lifting the Govardhan Hill and showed Indra, your power is insignificant. So sometimes Krishna is like when the devotee commits something or the devotee is puffed up, then he gives the result then and there. This Krishna does not tolerate that pride. Because this is very, very important for us actually. We may be anyone. We may be anyone. We may be Indra. We may be Lord Brahma. Krishna does not tolerate. So this is one lesson we have to understand. And Srila Prabhupada says here, he could steal anything, because we all know in the pastime of when Maharaj Prithu was performing the Ashwamedha Yajna. Ashwamedha Yajna, if somebody performs 100 Ashwamedha Yajna successfully, he becomes Indra. So then that becomes like a little bit of a controversy. Because, oh, this is another Indra, this is another parallel Indra coming. So it's what to do. So that's why, immediately Indra has to devise some methods and something to somehow disrupt the whole thing. So in this case, he stole the horse. So if he steals the horse, then what will happen? How to perform yajna? So 99 Ashwamedha yajna has been performed, and the 100th one has to be performed, and then this person comes and steals the horse. And then that the yajna is half completed. It's incomplete. So this is the problem. And at that time, Maharaj Prithu's order, this Antardhana went behind Indra to capture him. And in the run, Indra left the horse and he ran away. So this is the situation where if you think here we have a problem in Karnataka, here, there, look at their problem actually. Their problem is much more higher, and their problems are very worried actually. Everybody is worried. No? They are keeping how to protect their situation. This is a big problem. And Srila Prabhupada says here, and again he's quoting the Gautama Muni's example also, Indra committed an offense like that. But there is a but here. Although in human society such activities are considered abominable. In human society it is considered abominable. Abominable activity. Correct? It's an abominable activity. But the demigod Indra was not considered to be degraded by them. So this is a very, very fine point we have to understand. Even though in the material world, if somebody kidnaps somebody's this wife or property, all these things are considered very abominable. But here it is the Indra, he committed this. So again, this is not like a, don't think this is like a, some kind of blind belief or something. But Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tejisam yena doshaya. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a 10th canto, there is a sloka where it is mentioned. So this is like a, sometimes, you know, when there is a personality, if the Tejisam yena doshaya. Dosha means a fault. Tejas means those who are in universal controller. There are somebody, their controllers are there. Sometimes they may make some mistakes. Sometimes they may make, but not all the time, 24/7, they keep on committing mistakes. No, they are not the ones we are talking about. This is some sometimes due to previous habits or previous situation, they may commit a mistake. So then this is like a, that should be, so we should not consider them as a, this is a fallen down. Not fallen down. We should not consider like that. And Srila Prabhupada quotes Lord Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita 9.30, Apisechu duracharo bhajate mam ananyabhag sadurevasa namantavya samyak vyavasitohi saha. So in this sloka, it is very interesting. Apisetso duracharo. So I will just look at this here. Srila Prabhupada says, even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. This is the important point. Because even if one commits the most abominable action, and if he is engaged in devotional service, bhajatemam ananyabhak. Ananyabhak means it's not like a he is very, very steady, very, very determined performing devotional service, and there is a small mistake or something has happened. Then Lord Krishna says, sadureva samantavya. Because he has to be considered saintly. He has to be considered saintly. Why? Samyak vyavasito hi saha. Because he is properly situated in his determination. Because Krishna is called Pavitra. So we chant this prayer every day. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sa bahya abhyantaraha suchihi. By remembering Krishna pundarikaksha, the lotus eyed lord, what happens? Apavitra pavitrova. Whether we are impure or pure, apavitra pavitrova, sarvavastam gatopiva. We have gone through various walks of life, various situations in life. Some things are pure, some things are impure. Most of the time impure. What happened? We are in a material world. Apavitra pavitrova, sarvavastam gatopiva, yasmaret, by just remembering Pundarikaksha. What will happen? Yasmaret Pundarikaksha, sa bahya, outside, and bahya abhyantara suchihi. Bahya, outside, and inside becomes completely pure. But that doesn't mean that, okay, this sloka is there, this is the weapon for the whole rest of my life. You know, like, do something nonsense, apavitra pavitrova. No, not that. This is not like something keep on repeating, and okay, now, okay, Prabhupada has said, the Prabhu has said, oh, they can do this. No, that is not the thing. Because this is like some accidental fall down. Something happened like that. Then some situation. So this is like that only. Krishna said for that only. Krishna is not some kind of thing which will take everything. Because for a devotee, he is ready to do. But the main thing is, we have to have the ananyabhak. Ananyabhak is a word, very, very important. Ananyabhak means it's unalloyed. Srila Prabhupada translates sometimes, unalloyed devotee. Unalloyed devotee means he does not have any motivation, any interruption. He is just like serving the Lord, an unalloyed devotional service. That is the devotee he is talking about. So Srila Prabhupada translate that the word sudurachara used in this verse is very insignificant, and we should understand it properly. When a living entity is conditioned, he has two kinds of activities. One is conditional and the other is constitutional. As far as protecting the body or abiding by the rules of society and state, certainly there are different activities, even for the devotees, in connection with the conditioned life. And such activities are called conditional. Besides this, the living entity who is fully conscious of his spiritual nature and is engaged in Krishna consciousness or devotional service of the Lord has activities which are called transcendental. Such activities are performed in his constitutional position, and they are technically called devotional service. So, So this is the situation where a devotee may commit some mistake, some abominable act, but still on the order of Krishna. Krishna says samantavya. I consider that person as a devotee. If Krishna considers that person as a devotee, who are you to consider him a sadhu? If Krishna considers like that, then who are we then? But the same thing, the person should not take it as an advantage. Yes, now Krishna has given me a blanket permit. Now I can do anything and everything and I can perform. So the next sloka, 9.31, Krishna says, Shibram bhavati dharmatma sasva santim nigachyati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Shibram bhavati dharmatma. He immediately become righteous. Shibram bhavati dharmatma sasva santim nigachyati. Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. Srila Prabhupada translates that. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. So this is Krishna's guarantee actually. Krishna says to Arjuna, he is a shipram bhavati dharmatma sasva santim nigachyati kaunteya prati janehi. He is asking kaunteya, you announce. Why can't Krishna announce actually? Krishna himself can announce, correct? My devotee will not be. But he is saying kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. You announce that my devotee will not be vanquished. So this is a very important point, because for Krishna it is very, very important. If a devotee says something which is more important for Krishna than his own statement. But what happened when Bhishma Dev was fighting with Pandavas, and once Duryodhana, he made a criticism of Bhishma Dev, saying that, oh, you are not fighting properly. Because for a Kshatriya, if somebody says you are not fighting properly, that is considered like big aparadh actually. So he said, you are very favorable to Pandavas, that is why already 10 days have passed, you have not killed them. So Bhishma Dev got very angry. No, tomorrow I am going to fight. That's it. This, all the Pandavas will be finished. That's it. That is the. So then Bhishma Dev internally also, he has a desire. He wanted to see. Krishna made two promises. Krishna made two promises in Bhagavad Gita, correct? Or in Mahabharata. Can you tell what promise Krishna made? One promise you tell me. You know? Okay. You will never fight. Okay, only one promise only. Yeah. Now, what is the next promise? Krishna will never fight. What is the other promise Krishna made? Now only we read. Where were you? Name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. So Krishna made two promises. I will not pick up any astra sastra. I will not pick up any weapon. And the other one is, my devotee will not be vanquished. So Bhishma Dev wanted to see which promise is more. Again, sometimes we see Krishna test us. Krishna put us into test. But some devotee put Krishna into test also. The devotee wanted to find out which promise is more appealing to Krishna. Which promise, given a situation, which promise Krishna will follow. So that is why he was fighting very, very seriously, very vehemently. And Arjuna is about to be killed. Now, Bhishma Dev is also, he is a great devotee. He is not an ordinary person. Bhishma Dev is also Ashtavasu. So he is a great devotee of the Lord. And he, at that time, is Arjuna. Next moment, Arjuna is going to be killed. Immediately, Krishna just came down from the chariot, carrying the chariot wheel, and he was marching towards Bhishma Dev. And then Bhishma Dev, now I understood. Now he stopped this thing. Yeah, this is what I want to find out. Because this is Krishna, for him, his own promise is not that important. I will not pick up the weapon. That is not more important. For him, more important is, name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. So, careful. If that person makes a promise, he makes a promise that Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma Sasva Santim Nigachati Kaunteya Prati Janehi Name Bhakta Pranashi. So we have to understand in that context, we have to understand. If Krishna says he is a sadhu, then who are you? Who are we to understand this person is sadhu or not sadhu? But the same, the person who committed the mistake, he should have the feeling, the two things here. How you feel that, and the person who committed, how he should feel. That is the two different things. The person should not think, okay, now I have the permit now. Now I can do anything. No, not that. That person should feel remorseful. Yes, I have done something, but devotees have kindly accepted me. That is the way the person should feel. The person who is seeing, he should feel, oh, he is a devotee of the Lord. He is bhajate mam ananya bhag. Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhakti means he is engaged in unalloyed devotional service. And also he should demonstrate that. It is not that, okay, you fall down once, again come back, fall down, keep on. This is like fall down is not like a regular affair. Na? Regularly keep on falling down. It's not like a daily affair. But then that means, you know, like then Srila Prabhupada says, then that person, one of the purport Prabhupada says, very important point, no one should take advantage of this verse. It's very important. Everyone, we should hear that. No one should take advantage of this verse and commit nonsense and think that he is still a devotee. Prabhupada doesn't spare anyone. Because he says if he has to say something, he has to. Because the same, the Apichetsu Durachara verse, the last line in the purport, Prabhupada says, no one should take advantage of this verse and commit nonsense and think that he is still a devotee. He does not improve in his character by devotional service, then it is to be understood that he is not a high devotee, high class devotee, because then we have to improve. We have to improve. Yes, Krishna has said that, the devotees have said that, but still, if there is not improvement, or if I am not making any progress, Ananya Bhak, so that if we can't do that, then we have to understand like that only. So we can't take advantage or disadvantage, it will become a disadvantage. If we keep on doing this, then people may not take it seriously. So, Srila Prabhupada says, thus the Lord says, even if a devotee commits an abominable act, he should be considered a sadhu or a pious man because of his unflinching devotion to the Lord. The devotees of the Lord never willingly commit any sinful act, but sometimes they commit something abominable due to their previous habits. Such acts should not be taken very seriously. However, because the devotees of the Lord are very powerful, whether they are in the heavenly planets or in this planet. So this is like a Srimad Bhagavatam gives the theory and practice also. Srimad Bhagavatam is not only theory, just only theory. No, it's not theory, practice. We have examples. How can we think of any examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam where this type of somebody committed an offense and to a greater personality? Can anyone think? Yes, wonderful. Chitraketu Maharaj. To whom? Lord Shiva. Yes, anyone else? Wonderful. Yes, this is all like a pandits. Yes, any? Daksha to? Lord Shiva. Daksha to Lord Shiva. Yeah. Anybody else? We all know Indra to Lord Krishna, Lord Brahma to Krishna. Like these pastimes we discuss. Yes. Indra to Prithu Maharaj. Yes. Yes. Daksha to Narada. Yeah. Yes. What did he say? Daksha to Narada. Three days. Why?
Because he made
sons from people who created the world. Yes. Yes. Yeah, he was cursed. Because Narada Muni was cursed by Daksha. Because Daksha, Narada Muni was like wholesale conversion to. He was doing wholesale conversion. Daksha was producing. Daksha means he is like an expert in producing. He was producing and he was making them pure devotees. Producing more pure devotees. And then Daksha was frustrated. Yes. Yeah. Anybody else? Durvasa. Yes, Ambarish Mara Durvasa. Yeah. So Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam has so many examples where this sometimes the people perform thinking that, see, like a Vritrasura, like Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, Vritrasura should know that Lord Shiva is a great personality. Great personality. Because, and Srila Prabhupada explains also, Lord Shiva at the time of Samudra Manthan, what all the things came?
Poison.
Yeah, everything came. Poison came also. So when the poison came, then it was completely the halahala, vesha came. It was completely become, everything became dark. And then, at the request of Brahma prayed, and then at the order of Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva took this halahala poison and just like as if we are doing achaman, like this achaman. He just finished the halagala visha. And then he has a nilakanta. Because he is a nilakanta, means kanta means throat, nilakanta means becomes blue. Then Parvati Devi stopped. And then this is like he just kept it here. He called it Neelakanta. Because Lord Shiva, because if we have to take Halahala, that means that we are finished. Not before just going near Halahala only we are finished. We don't have to take also. But their position is completely different. Lord Shiva can take the Halahala and still continue his process. So that is, but same time, that is why there is a saying, we can't imitate. We have to follow, but we can't imitate Lord Shiva. Like also Lord Sri Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna, sometimes people criticize. People criticize, like, oh, you are dancing with other wives, other gopis, you are dancing like that, how it is, this thing. They don't understand. They criticize. Well, he is the Supreme Lord. He is the super soul in all the living entities. And he is the Aham Bija Pradapita. And he is the, what is the difficulty? What is his difficulty? Krishna dancing with the gopis is nothing immoral. If it is immoral, why all the acharyas? Chakracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody is reading and relishing. If it is something mundane, why they would be bothering about all this? So we should have that understanding. So in Lord Krishna is supremely pavitram. By just remembering only we become pavitram, then how he can get contaminated? Lord Krishna never gets contaminated. We don't get contaminated by remembering Krishna. Then if his name is Krishna and remembering his name only, remembering Krishna, we are not contaminated, then how the person Krishna will get contaminated by doing something? So these things have to be understood. So in the case of Vritrasura, Chitraketu, he becomes Vritrasura later. Yeah, so in Chitraketu, Maharaj Chitraketu thought, okay, now what is this, Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva is sitting there, all the sages of the assembly, the sages are sitting, and then Mother Parvati is sitting in the lap. From an external point of view, from a kind of the worldly point of view, this is considered like abominable. Correct? It is considered not like a sadhu, all the sages are sitting there, but your wife is sitting on your lap. It is not considered like a very appreciated type of situation. But he is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva doesn't care about anything actually. He didn't care also. Whatever the Vritrasura made the comment, or the Chitraketu made the comment, he didn't care. But Mother Parvati took it seriously. Oh, how dare you can make a statement like that, criticized like that, and then he gave a curse that because you have cursed, you have criticized such a great devotee Lord Shiva, then you become an asura. So then he became Vritrasura. So like this, like so many pastimes are there in Srimad Bhagavatam where we can understand. This activity, sometimes like Srila Prabhupada often gives this example, the sun. So many places in Srimad Bhagavatam purports. The sun is so powerful that it can evaporate anything. It evaporates the sea water, it evaporates this water, well water, and it evaporates the water sitting in the urinal also. Oh, urinal, you have evaporated, you have become contaminated, son. No, you have not become contaminated. Sun will not become, just be water in that urinal is evaporated. That means sun becomes contaminated. No. The same way, this is what mentioned, Tejisam yena doshaya. When somebody is so powerful, the universal controllers, like Lord Brahmaji, Brahmaji is so powerful. Sometimes he makes, this is possible. Everybody can little bit of a, but most of the time they stay in line. Our problem is most of the time we are out of the line. Most of the time we are out of the line. Sometimes one devotee asks Prabhupada, I'm in Maya. Most of the time you are in Maya. Prabhupada immediately corrected. See, Prabhupada is very, very sharp. Like he said, making a statement only, he says, sometimes we are not in Maya. Most of the time we are in Maya. Sometimes only we are out of Maya. Same with, but these great devotees, sometimes they make a mistake. But that should not be, oh yeah, you did this, that's it. Your whole life I will keep on thinking about that. No, that is not the good attitude. For a devotee, that's not a good attitude. Because that is why it said here in Bhagavad Gita also, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangasteshu Pachayate Sangha Sandhayate Kama Kamat Krodo Bijayate. So this is like by contemplating this. So sometimes not like a, this is like a Prabhu said, not like a, error is human and forgiving is divine. Amarendra Prabhu said, error is human, but forgiving is divine. So we have to learn this act, because it's not like, we may commit a mistake also, but we should not, as Prabhupada said, no one should take advantage of this verse, thinking that now I am a devotee, I can do anything, not like that, but still we have to be careful. So like this, many pastimes where, like Durvasa Muni pastime, Ambarisha Maharaj pastime, where these things are happened and Krishna intervenes. Krishna intervenes. So this is the beauty. Because they are all the pure devotees of the Lord, Krishna intervenes there. Like, and then he sets right the thing. Like Indra did a mistake, yes. By inundating Vrindavan Dham, he made a big mistake. It is a big mistake. And then after that, he learned the lesson also. Yes, now I have done that. Now I will not do it again. So this is like this type of pastimes are there. For us also, the learning. The learning for us is two things here. So like Prabhupada makes here. This is devotee. Apisetsu duracharo bhajate vam ananya bhak. In our life, we may encounter also. Sometimes because of somebody comes and somebody may go away also. Immediately we should not criticize. But whatever he has done for the service of the Lord, whatever he has done for the service of Srila Prabhupada, that we have to appreciate. What we have done. Then we have to ask ourselves a question. What is my qualification? What is my credential of criticizing the devotee?